Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Grace as a Substance. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from John chapter 1 verse 14. Now the Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We saw His glory, the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth, who came from the Father. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Grace is a tangible spiritual substance that can fill a person. Today's Bible text shows us that our Lord Jesus was full of this substance. The reason Jesus could be full of this substance is because He wasn't born with the unrighteous sinful nature that we're all born with. Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit, so He was born with a holy nature. Because of the sinful nature we were born with, sin had dominion and control over us. That was not the case with our Lord Jesus. So He could be full of grace and truth. This grace is administered by the indwelling Holy Spirit. Jesus ended sin's control over us by His sacrifice on the cross. See Romans chapter 8 verse 3. He did this by being our substitution and taking the wages of our sins upon Himself. By faith in Christ Jesus, we were included in Him, and in Him we died to sin when He died and resurrected to righteousness, life of grace, when He resurrected. See Romans chapter 6 verse 4 and verse 18. We are no more under the law of sin and death. We are now under the grace of our Lord God, the power of God at work within us to do His good pleasure. Your new nature of righteousness, which is a gift, is the reason why the Holy Spirit can now dwell in you and empower you to be righteous. He cannot indwell a person who still has the old nature. The best He did for people in the old covenant was to come upon them. Go into today remembering that the sacrifice of Christ is the reason you can receive the grace of God. The grace is administered by the Holy Spirit within you. Pray like this. Thank the Lord for dying for you. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Job chapter 9 to Job chapter 10. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Job chapter 9 to Job chapter 10.
Then Job replied,
"Indeed, I know that this is true. But how can mere mortals prove their innocence before God? Though they wished to dispute with Him, they could not answer Him one time out of a thousand. His wisdom is profound, His power is vast. Who has resisted Him and come out unscathed? He moves mountains without their knowing it, and overturns them in His anger. He shakes the earth from its place and makes its pillars tremble. He speaks to the sun and it does not shine. He seals off the light of the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He is the maker of the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades and the constellations of the south. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. When He passes me, I cannot see Him. When He goes by, I cannot perceive Him. If He snatches away, who can stop Him? Who can say to Him, 'What are you doing?' God does not restrain His anger. Even the cohorts of Rahab cowered at His feet. How then can I dispute with Him? How can I find words to argue with Him? Though I were innocent, I could not answer Him. I could only plead with my judge for mercy. Even if I summoned Him and He responded, I do not believe He would give me a hearing. He would crush me with a storm and multiply my wounds for no reason. He would not let me catch my breath, but would overwhelm me with misery. If it is a matter of strength, He is mighty. And if it is a matter of justice, who can challenge Him? Even if I were innocent, my mouth would condemn me. If I were blameless, it would pronounce me guilty. Although I am blameless, I have no concern for myself. I despise my own life. It is all the same. That is why I say He destroys both the blameless and the wicked. When a scourge brings sudden death, He mocks the despair of the innocent. When a land falls into the hands of the wicked, He blindfolds its judges. If it is not He, then who is it? My days are swifter than a runner. They fly away without a glimpse of joy. They skim past like boats of papyrus like eagles swooping down on their prey. If I say I will forget my complaint, I will change my expression and smile, I still dread all my sufferings, for I know you will not hold me innocent. Since I am already found guilty, why should I struggle in vain? Even if I washed myself with soap and my hands with cleansing powder, you would plunge me into a slime pit so that even my clothes would detest me. He is not a mere mortal like me that I might answer him, that we might confront each other in court. If only there was someone to arbitrate between us, to lay a hand on us both, someone to remove God's rod from me so that his terror would frighten me no more. Then I would speak up without fear of him. But as it now stands with me, I cannot. I loathe my very life. Therefore, I will give free rein to my complaint and speak out in the bitterness of my soul. I say to God, do not declare me guilty, but tell me what charges you have against me. Does it please you to oppress me, to spurn the work of your hands while you smile on the plans of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh? Do you see as a mortal sees? Are your days like those of a mortal? Are your years like those of a human being that you must search out my fault and probe after my sin, though you know that I am not guilty and that no one can rescue me from your hand? Your hand shaped me and made me. Will you now turn and destroy me? Remember that you molded me like clay. Will you now turn me to dust again? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese, clothe me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews? You gave me life and showed me kindness, and in your providence watched over my spirit. But this is what you concealed in your heart, and I know that this was in your mind. If I sinned, you would be watching me and would not let my offense go unpunished. If I am guilty, woe to me. Even if I am innocent, I cannot lift my head, for I am full of shame and drowned in my affliction. If I hold my head high, you stalk me like a lion and again display your awesome power against me. You bring new witnesses against me and increase your anger toward me. Your forces come against me wave upon wave. Why then did you bring me out of the womb? I wish I had died before any eye saw me. If only I had never come into being or had been carried straight from the womb to the grave. Are not my few days almost over? Turn away from me so I can have a moment's joy before I go to the place of no return, to the land of gloom and utter darkness, to the land of deepest night, of utter darkness and disorder, where even the light is like darkness.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.